Good morning. Today's daf is Bamatiya, daf Pei Aleph. We left off still a little bit behind. Pei Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah. So we had seen the Mishnah yesterday, which told us about the status of an uman, the status of a craftsman who takes a kli into his possession in order to work on it, that he's considered to be a shomer sachar for so long as he's watching it after he's completed the work before the owner of the kli comes to pick it up. And then we spoke about the status of various people who are watching items for one another or borrowing items from one another, whether they're considered to be a shomer sachar or not, lagabe the liability that they incur. And again, a shomer chinam is chayev only for pshia, shomer sachar is chayev in addition to pshia also for geneva and aveda, and a shoel who has the highest level of shmira is chayev even for onsen. So the Gemara today is going to focus, drilling down on the various parts of the Mishnah, the various levels of shmira that somebody might incur. The Gemara is going to tell a couple of mises, and we'll see what levels of shmira a person might incur under certain circumstances, even if it's a circumstance short of saying that he is being makabel shmira on himself. So even in the more subtle cases, we'll see what level of shmira he's makabel on himself. So in any event, we left off right after the Mishnah, so let's pick up from the start of the Gemara. So Pei Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, just to recap, it said Kola umnim, all craftsmen who take the kli into their possession to work on the kalim, shomrei sachar heim, they are all shomrei sachar. Now the Gemara making an assumption that an uman is like a socher, that an uman is like a renter, the Gemara is going to make an assumption about who the Mishnah can't be going like. Now, also, Bederach Hakdama, we know, we had just said, that there are three levels of Shmira, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and a Shoel. We know that there's also a Socher. However, the Torah doesn't tell us specifically, the Torah doesn't tell us explicitly what level of Shmira the Socher has. So there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, whether a Socher has a din of a Shomer Chinam, or a socher has a din of a shomer socher. So says the Gemara like this. So lema must eat in the look of Rav Meir. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. Why? Titania, because we have in a brisa of the following machlokas. Socher ketz mishalim. How is the socher mishalim? Rav Meir omer kashomer chinam. Rav Meir says that the socher is like a shomer. That the socher is like a shomer chinam. And therefore, Rav Yehuda omer kashomer socher. And Rav Yehuda, however, says that the socher is like a shomer socher. So again, our Mishnah, which says that an uman has the din of a shomer socher, and assuming that an uman and a socher have the same din, if our Mishnah says that an uman has the din of a shomer socher, it can't be going like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says the uman has the din of a shomer chinam. Why is this a problem? It's a problem because usually Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, so when we can, we would like to align our Mishnah with the Shita of Rav Meir. But what is the explanation for the Shita of Rav Meir? Why would he say that a socher is a shomer chinam? So the answer is because he's not getting anything for free. Yes, it is true, he does have a hana, he does have a benefit from watching the item, and you might think that that benefit is considered to be a payment, but the benefit that he gets from watching the item, in other words, the fact that he is able to use it, is not really a benefit that comes for free. It's a benefit that he pays for. So he pays for the benefit. Therefore, he doesn't have the status of a shomer sachar on account of the fact that he has the ability to use the item. However, Rav Yehuda says that he is considered to be a shomer sachar because he benefits from the relationship. Why? Because even though he does pay for the Rishush Tashmis, Rav Yehuda says, think about it this way, and this is as explained by Rashi. He's the socher, the one who rents, is able to use the object. Had he not paid for the object, had he not paid the rental fee, what would he be? He would be a shoel. He'd be using the object, but he'd be using it as a borrower. If he was a shoel, he'd be chayiv even for onsen. Now that he pays the rental fee, he's not chayiv for onsen, he's only chayiv for geneva and aveda. That level, that lower level of shmira is a benefit to him, and that is enough to classify him with a status of, to classify him in the status of shomer sachar. But anyway, the kasha of the Gemara is that our Mishnah, which holds that an uman and a socher, which should have the same halacha that an uman is a shomer socher, appears to be going against the shita of Rav Meir. So says the Gemara, not necessarily. That afilu tema Rav Meir, even according to the shita of Rav Meir, afilu tema Rav Meir, ba'iyana de kashavik Kuliyama va'ogar le'lididei, even though I said that by a socher he has a din of a shomer chinam, by an uman, maybe Rav Meir would agree that he has the status of a shomer socher. Because what hanah does he get with that hanah, the kashava kuliyama va'ogar le'lididei, that the balabayas leaves, forsakes all other umnim, and gives the job to this uman, havi elevei shomer socher. Maybe on account of that hanah, he's going to elevate himself to the status of a shomer socher. Says the Gemara, ihachi socher nami, but by a socher, you have the same rationale as well. From the fact that the balabayas forsakes everybody else in the world and chooses to rent the item only to him, that should be hana. So shomer havi levei shomer socher. Then he should also elevate himself to the status of a shomer socher. So says the Gemara. No, we could still distinguish. Ela filu teimer Rav Meir. Let's take another run at it. Even if you want to say the Mishnah is like Rav Meir, Bahi ano dekal yolev liyov le tfei porta havi levei shomer sachar. From the fact that the balabayas may give the uman a little bit of an extra fee, that's enough to elevate him to the status of a shomer sachar. So says the Gemara, sochar nami, but by a sochar itself we have the same rationale. Milo askinan dekam mashvile tfei porta, that by a sochar maybe the balabayas is giving the sochar a little bit of a discount, and with that little bit of a discount that the sochar is getting, maybe with that anah, he's mekabel on himself the status of shomer sachar. So we see no basis to distinguish between a socher and an uman. And if there is no basis to distinguish between a socher and an uman, the kasha reverts. Our Mishnah does not appear to be like Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it does. Afilu teimer Rav Meir, maybe it could be like Rav Meir. Be'ahi ano de tafes le'ya igre, from the fact that the uman withholds payment after he's done with the item, de lo boy lemeya lelemepa kazuze, because he is in possession of the item and he doesn't have to relinquish the item until the balabayas pays him. And that leverage that he has with the fact that he won't have to give up the item until he's paid, and therefore he's basically assured of, he's not assured of being paid, but he's basically more confident that he's going to be paid, that benefit would induce him to elevate his level of shmira to the level of a shomer socher. And there is no dimyon to this by socher, because by socher the person who's renting is paying for the object, and it's not like the balabayas owes him anything that he's withholding, and therefore he's creating leverage for himself. He's not benefiting his position in the same way that the uman is benefiting his position. So maybe that's why we would distinguish an uman from a socher. Says the Gemara, another basis for distinction. Or maybe you just switch the shita. So we had a machlokas tanoim. What's the halacha by a socher? Does he have a status of a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam? We thought Rav Meir said he had a shomer chinam, which posed a difficulty because a socher should have the same din of uman, and our Mishnah says an uman has a din of a shomer sachar. However, if you flip around the shitas of Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, so then the machlokas by socher, Rav Meir holds he's like a shomer sachar, then socher has the same din of uman, but Rav Meir says that a shomer sachar, that a socher has a din of a shomer sachar. So too, like in our Mishnah, where we say that an uman has a din of a shomer sachar. Okay, so says the Gemara Vaituna, five lines up from the bottom. So Tanan Hasam, Amar lo Shoel Shlach. If the Shoel says, okay, I want to borrow something, send the item to me. Vishilcha, and the owner of the item sent the item. Umeisen, it dies on the way. Chayev, the Shoel is Chayev. Because by saying Shlach, Rashi explains, by saying Shlach, it's as if he accepted it into his Rishos, and it's as if he accepted upon himself the status of a Shoel, and a Shoel is Chayev for Onsen, a Shoel is Chayev for anything. So not only for Gneva Naveda, even for Misa. V'chein b'shosh ha-machzira. And so too when he returns it. So what does it mean, so too when he returns it? Rashi says, imos ra-shoel liyad ha-shliach, if the shoel gives it to the hands of the shliach, l'shiva l'baila, to return it to its owner, v'lo amar ha-mashil shilcha li biyad ploni, and the mashil, the lender, doesn't say, send it back to me in the hands of the shliach. It's the shoel who takes the initiative and sends it in the hands of the shliach. U'meisa, And then the animal dies. Chayev, the shoel is still going to be chayev. Why do lo kamer b'shus et mashal? Because the mashal never accepted it into his rishus. In the first case, on the way into his rishus, the shoel is the one who said shlach, send it to me. Therefore, he accepted upon himself the shmira. at the end of the Sheila, it's not like the Mashal said, send it, so now the Shoal relinquishes his duties. The Shoal took the initiative and sent it with a Shliach, therefore he assumes responsibility until it gets to the possession of the Mashal. So Amar Rav from Mapapa, Amar Rav Chista. So Rav from Mapapa says in the name of Rav Chista, Lo Shano Elesh Chasira B'Tochi Meishalasa. That only holds true when he returns it during the term of the loan. Avala Acher Yemeisha Elasa Pater. However, if the Shoal returns it after the term of the loan, he is going to be Pater. And Rashi says this means Vafilu Babesa Shal Shoal Mesa Mishakalu Ayomim in a Shoal Alea. Rashi says, listen, if he's returning it during the Yemei Sheila, the reason that the guy's chayev is because the period of Sheila hasn't ended yet, and he assumes a liability, he assumes an obligation, and he's not released from that obligation until the days of his Sheila are over. Once the days of his Sheila are over, he's no longer a borrower over it, and therefore, even if the animal dies when it's in his Rishus, even, forget about on the way back to the Mashal, even if it dies when it's in his Rishus, still he's going to be Pater because the days of Shmira are over. So says Rav from Bar Papa in the name of Rav Chista. So Masa Rav Nachman Bar Papa. Now Rav Nachman Bar Papa asks Akasha and Rav from Bar Papa as follows. From our Mishnah, V'chulan Sha'amru, and everybody where they said, all craftsmen where they said, Tol es shelcha v'have mos, you go take what's yours and you pay me, but he's willing to relinquish first the item. He says, you take what's yours and then you pay me. Shomer Chinam. Then it's going to have the din of a Shomer Chinam, even though we said usually an Uman has the din of a Shomer Sachar because he's withholding the item as leverage. If he gives up that leverage, if he says, fine, here's the item, you could take it, just pay me, then he has the din of a Shomer Chinam. Hagamartiv. What if he's not so explicit? What if he doesn't say, oh, take it and then pay me? What if he just calls up and says, you gave me your kli to work on it, I finished? What happens then? Is he relinquishing the item or is he keeping the item? If he stomp says, I finished, then Shomer Sachar. Then he has a din of a Shomer Sachar. And says Rashi, Vagabe Yashoel, this is on the second line, Vagabe Yashoel Nami, Afal Pi Sheyadu Abaylim Shekoli Yemei Ashela, Shoel Hu. Even though the Bailim knows that the days of the Sheila are over, still, since it's still in the Shoal's Rishus, he should be like a Shomer Sachar. Just like the craftsman, even though the craftsman calls the owner and says, I'm done, it's over, you could come pick it up, he still has a din of a Shomer Sachar because he didn't say Tol Eshelcha. So by a Shoal as well, he should retain his status up until it's given back. Says the Gemara, so lo ha gemartiv shomer sachar. Says the Gemara, lo ha most betula shelcha shomer sachar. No. If he says gemartiv, he would also be a shomer chinam. He would not be a shomer sachar. When we say that if he says tol eshelcha v'have mos, he's a shomer chinam, what does that come to exclude? It comes to exclude a case where he says, give me money and then I'll give you what's yours. In that case, he's a Shomer Sachar because then he makes it explicit. The Uman then makes it explicit that he's withholding the item for leverage until he's paid. And that leverage that he has is enough of a benefit to make him a Shomer Sachar. So says the Gemara, Ihachi, but if that's the case, Adatani v'kulan shamru tola shalcha v'avimo shomer chinam, but in that case, when you're trying to distinguish from our Mishnah, and say, we said in the Mishnah that an Uman is a Shomer Sachar, but that's only when he says, Havimos v'tola shalcha. But if he says something else, he's going to be a Shomer Chinam. So why don't you tell me the bigger Chiddush? The bigger Chiddush is not, but if he says, take what's yours and then pay me, where he's explicitly releasing the leverage that he's a Shomer Chinam. Tell me the bigger Chiddush and say, Hagmartiv. But if he just calls him up and says, I'm done, then he's considered to be a Shomer Chinam. So, Nishma'inan Gmartiv, V'kolshkein Tola Shalcha. So why don't you teach me the halacha of Gemartiv, and certainly Kalvachomer, that if the guy says Tola Shalcha Vavimos, then he has the din of a Shomer Chinam. Says the Gemara, Tola Shalcha Itzruchalei. No, because we need to teach me the halacha in the case of Tola Shalcha. Why do we need me to teach the halacha by Tola Shalcha? Because I might think he's not even a shomer chinam. Kamash malon that he is. Kamash malon that he is a shomer chinam. So why would I think that he's not? Why would I also think that he's not a shomer chinam? So Rashi explains the ain a shomer lo od kamarle, because when he says tula shalcha, it means I'm done. I'm not watching this thing for you at all. I'm not even willing to accept upon myself the Kabbalah Shmira of a Shomer Chinam and be Chayiv even Abshia. But the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, Veina Tovsa Kol Skaro Hu Dekamar Le Avomidim Pikadon Lo Salak Nafshe. In other words, when he says Tola Shalcha, when he says go take it, it means that he's showing that he's not going to withhold the item and hold it over the Balabayas' leverage until he's paid. But he's still taking on himself the responsibility of watching it Betoras Pikadon. He's not saying, I'm going to dump it in the street. He's still watching it Betoras Pikadon, and therefore the Chiddush is that he is Chayiv, he is Chayiv nevertheless on it, like a Shomer Chinam. So Ikadamri, others say as follows. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Papa, Afana Nami Tanina, V'kulan Sh'amru Tol Es Shelcha Vavimos Shomer Chinam. So everybody where they say Tol Es Shelcha Vavimos, it's a case of Shomer Chinam. Unlike in the first Lashon where he said Hagmartiv Shomer Chinam, now Shomer Sachar, now he's saying, but anybody, even though in the Mishnah we said that an Uman's like a Shomer Sachar, if he says, go take your thing and then pay me, then he's going to be a Shomer Chinam. So my love, who in Gemartiv? So isn't it the case that also when he says Gemartiv, he's going to be a Shomer Chinam because he's not explicitly reserving himself the leverage of withholding the item until he receives payment? Says the Gemara, lo, Tola Shalcha Shani, Tola Shalcha is going to be different. Only in that case is he a Shomer Chinam, but if he said Gemartiv, he would still be a Shomer, he would still be a Shomer Sachar. So too, by a Shoel, even if the days of the She'elah are over, and the Balabayas and the Mashal knows that the days of the She'elah are over, he would still be a Shomer Sachar. He would still have the status of a Shoel. Just like the Uman, even though the Balabayas is informed that the days of the Umnas are over because he says Gemartiv, still he has a din of a Shomer Sachar. So just like one retains his status as a Shomer Sachar, so too the Shoel retains his status as a Shoel even after the Yimei Shela are over until he gives it back to the Mashal. So says the Gemara Vayter. So Huna Mar Maremar Kamed Ravina Rami Masnisan Adadi. Huna Mar Maremar asked the following Kasha on Mishnayas. He asked the following Stira in Mishnayas, or Mishani, and he answered them. So it's not. V'kulan sh'amru tola shalcha v'avimo shomer chinam. Any time where the craftsman says, take what's yours and pay me is the shomer chinam, v'adin l'gmartiv, and so too it's the din by gmartiv. If he says gmartiv, he has the din of a shomer chinam. V'raminu v'frek the gemara, amr lo shoel shlach v'shilcha mesaf. The shoel says, send it to me, and the owner and the mashal sends it to him and he dies. Then he's chayiv even before it reaches his house because the mashal sent it to him on the shoel say-so. And so too at the time when you return it. So over here we say that Bashar Shemachzira, the Shoel retains the liability, the Shoel retains his status as a Shoel even on the return, even after the Yimei Shela, even though by Gmartiv he has a din of a Shomer Chinam. So that's a stira. So says the Gemara, Mishani, Amar Rav from Rav Papa, Rav Chisa, Lo Shana, Vala Sheikh Sir, Betoch Yimei She'elasa. Aval Acher Yimei She'elasa, Potter. No, it's no stira. Because when did I say, V'chei Mishar Shemach Zira, that the Shoel retains liability even on the return? That's only if he returns it during the period of the loan. But if he returns it after the period of the loan, when the Mashal knows that the loan is over, then he only has the status of a Shomer Chinam. He's no longer a Shoel. So too, the Socher, where he informs the Balabayas that the period of the Uman rather, when he informs the Balabayas that the period of the Umnis is over, i.e. when he says, Gemartiv, Helavadin of a Shomer Chinam. So there's no stira in the Mishnayis at all. So Yiboilu, the Gemara tries again, five lines up from the wide lines. Potter Mishoel V'chayev Kishomer Sachar. When we say that after Yimei She'elasa, okay, he's Potter, what does it mean? That he's Potter from the din of Shoel, but he's still Chayev in the din of a Shomer Sachar. Odilma Shomer Sachar Nami Lohavi, or maybe he's not Chayev at all. Maybe he's not even Chayev like a Shomer Sachar. Zomer Amemar Mistabra Potter Mishoel V'chayev Kishomer Sachar. Ho V'nene Mahanehavi. So it's Mistaber that even though he's putter from the din of a shomer, he's still going to be chayiv in the din of a shomer sachar, because he still has a little bit of a hana. In other words, even though the period of the shela is over, he does have a hana from the fact that he was able to borrow it, and with that hana from the fact that he was able to borrow it, he accepts on himself the status of a shomer sachar. Says the Gemara, last skinny line. Tanya kabasei da meimar halakeh kelim beis uman l'shagrin l'beis chamav. If a person takes kelim from the house of an uman to send them to his father-in-law's house, v'yamelowani says like this: im mekavlin osami meni ani nosem lechaz demeim. I'm going to provisionally buy them from you. I'm sending them to my in-law's house as a gift. If they accept the gift, then I'm going to pay you because they'll keep the item. I'll pay you for the item. V'imlav ani nosem lechaz tilvitovas hanosha behem. And if they don't want it, let's say I send the gift to my father-in-law, he says, no, thank you, he doesn't want it. So then he's going to send it back. Ultimately, he's going to give it back to the Uman. But does that mean that the guy doesn't have to pay the Uman anything? No, he's going to pay the Uman Tova Sana. What's Tova Sana? It's that he'll get some benefit by showing goodwill to his in-laws. Even if his in-laws don't want to keep the gift, they'll still curry some favor to him. They'll still show him some, he'll still get some benefit by making the gesture. And therefore, he will have to pay the Uman for facilitating that gesture. So that's what he says. Now, that okay, great deal, but venensu. And now, on the way, or on a way, we'll see in which direction, something happens, an ones happens, and these things are damaged. Ba'alicha chayev, if they're damaged, but on the halicha, then he's going to be chayev. Rashi says that he's chayev because since he was kotzei zomim, since they set the purchase price, it's as if they were already purchased. It's already as if they're in his rishos. Therefore, he's going to be chayev. Bachazira, however, on the return trip, pater memneshu kenosa sachar. However, on the return, he's pater. Why? The fellow who took them is pater because he's like a nosa sachar. And again, what did we say? We had said that this was a case of nensu. A shomer sachar is not chayev anonsen. Only Yeshua is chayev anonsen. Okay, but he's chayev like a shomer. He's chayev like a shomer sachar. And we understand that he was mekabel upon himself a shmira of a somer sachar because he got a little bit of benefit. What benefit did he get? Bahiyana, that he made the gesture of goodwill. So if the guy, on account of the gesture of goodwill, bahiyana, betova sana, is willing to accept upon himself a level of shmira like a shomer sachar, certainly a shoel, where the guy has the benefit of usage of the item for the entire time of the loan period, is going to accept upon himself the benefit of watching the item like a shomer sachar. So says the Gemara as follows: Hahu gavra dezaven lechamer lechabre. There was a guy who sold wine to his friend. Amar le kamamtina leduchta planya. Kamamtina le leduchta planya. Do me a favor, take it to this place. So im is davna mutav. If I sell it, then great. V'lo madrina nachlele. And if I can't sell it, then I'll give it back to you. So again, it was another provisional purchase. That if he was able to sell it, he'd buy it from the winemaker. And if not, he would. And if not, then he would. Then he wouldn't buy it. So also v'lo is davna. He went to that place. He couldn't sell it. V'bahadei ka'asa itznis. And on the way back, there was an ones. And also l'kami to Rav Nachman, and they came before Rav Nachman. Chayve, and Rav Nachman said that the guy who bought the wine provisionally is going to be chayev. Now Eisvei Rabba l'Rav Nachman, but Rabbi Esakacha to Rav Nachman nensu ba'alicha chayev b'chazora potter. The brisa that we just spoke about, where the guy bought the kalim from the uman to give them to his father-in-law, we said that it's only considered as if they're in his possession on the way there. But on the way back, when we know that his father-in-law didn't want the gift, they're not his. He's only a shomer sachar. So too, this guy who bought the wine provisionally, it should be in his possession only on the way to the other place where he was supposed to sell the wine. On the way back, it shouldn't be in his possession. He should only have the status of a shomer sachar, and therefore he shouldn't be chayav. Why? Because what happened here was an onus. A shomer sachar is not chayav for onsen. So says the Gemara, Amar lei chazar dahai halichahi. Now, over here, there's no distinction between halicha and chazara. Why? Because my time as faru b'chazirasso ilu ishkak lezvune milo zavna. Over here, the guy bought the wine because he wanted to resell the wine. He thought he'd be able to sell the wine in the other city. Turns out he couldn't sell it in the other city. if on his return trip he found a guy who was willing to buy the wine, don't you think he would have sold him the wine? So he still intends to keep them in his possession. Masha Ein Kein, by the guy who bought the item to send it to his father-in-law, there's only one shot. When it gets to his father-in-law, either his father-in-law wants it or he doesn't want it. And when he rejects it on the way back, it's no longer in his rishus. He's only a shomer sachar on it, because it's not, oh, maybe I'll see him on the way back and he'll want it. You already saw him and he didn't want it from you. So that's why he has the status of a shomer sachar, whereas this wine reseller may have the status of an owner, and therefore he would be chayiv. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter now, continuing in the explanation of the Mishnah. That it said, Shomer Liv Eshmar Lecha, Shomer Sachar. If two people have a relationship and they say, you watch my item for me, I'll watch your item for you, then they have a din of a Shomer Sachar, because they're each getting benefits, right? They're each getting benefit and that the other one is watching his item. So says the Gemara, but I have a problem. V'amai Shmira Babailami. This is a situation of Shmira Babailim. Why? Because, so first of all, just to back up, there's a din that's written by Shoel in the Torah, but it applies to all Shomrim, that im bala vimo lo yishalem. That if somebody borrows an item, usually a Shoel's chayev even for onsen. However, if the owner is working together, if the owner is there or working for him at the time that he borrows it, then he's not going to be chayev, because that's called bala vimo. Minchas Chinuch says that bala vimo, it's really a low plug, because the svara of Shmira Babailim is that the Bailim is there working with him, and therefore the Bailim knows what's happening with the Bailim knows what's happening with his animal or what's happening with his thing all the time, and therefore there's no reason to impose a greater liability on the Shoel because the Bailim's there. So if the Bailim saw something he didn't like, he should have spoken up. So that din of Shmira Babailim applies even when the Bailim isn't there physically. And therefore we say that even though that if he's there b'shas she'ela, he doesn't have to be there b'shas shvura mesa. So long as he's there initially, so long as there's a relationship where one is working for the other initially, it should be a case of shmira b'bailim. Now, if it's shmira b'bailim, you'd be putter. So why are you telling me that shomer li veshmer lecha has a din of a shomer sachar? It's a shmira b'bailim, and I shouldn't have any liability at all. So says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Diamarle Shamarli Ayom Veshmar Lachalamachar. Because they never said, watch this for me now and I'll watch your thing for you. It was, watch this for me today and I'll watch this for you tomorrow. And it's mistaber, because if you think about it, if the arrangement was, you watch my thing for me and I'll watch your thing for you, just watch your own thing. What do you need the other guy to watch your thing for you? But it's, you watch my thing for me today, I'll watch your thing for you tomorrow. So at the time when he was guarding the thing, he has a din of a shomer sachar because it didn't have a status of bailav imo. Says Tanu Rabbanan, shomer li veshmer lecha. If he says, you watch my thing, I watch your thing. Hashileini vashilcha. You lend me something, I'll lend you something. Shomer li vashilcha. You watch something for me and I'll lend something to you. Ashileini, you lend something to me. Veshmer lecha, and I'll watch something for you. Kula nasu shomer sachar zelazeh. They are all made into a shomer sachar for one another. Nevamai Shmir Babailami, but in all these cases it's Shmir Babailam because the Bailam are working for one another. Samara Papa, Diamarli, Shamarli Ayom, Veshmalakalamachar. So no, because again, we're dealing with a case where I'll do something for you today, you do something for me tomorrow. So it's not considered to be a case of Balavimo. Okay, another case of Shmira or implied Shmira. Hanu Aluye, there were these detergent dealers, the Chol Yoma Havi Afile Chad Minayu. They used to take turns baking for the entire group. Ahu Yoma Amrle Lechad Minayu. One day they said to one of them, Zil Afilan, go bake for us, it's your turn. Amrlu, so he said, fine, I'll bake for you, but not really glima, you watch my cloak. Adasu Pashuba. After he left, they were Poshea. Vignov, and it was stolen. So Asu Lakami to Rapapa. So they came before Rapapa, Chayvinu, and they were Mechayevim because a Socher is Chayev for Gneva Va'aveda. So Amar Le Rabbanu La Rapapa, so Rabbanu said to Rapapa, Amai Pshia Babailami. Why is it a case, why are you Mechayev them? The guy who was baking the bread was Ki'ilu working for them at the time that they were watching his cloak and it was stolen, because he was designated as the designated baker and he was working for them at the time. And the halacha is, if balavimo, if the guy's working for you at the time, then you're going to be potter. So ichsif. So Rapapa got embarrassed because he blew the psak. He didn't realize it was balavimo. The sofik loy milsa dahu shaita shichrahu kashasi. Then it turns out that at the time that the guy's cloak was stolen, he wasn't begging for them. He stopped off at the pub and he was having a beer first. And so it wasn't considered to be balavimo. So it just so happens that Rashi explains that he had the beer, he was drinking beer before he started baking for them. But if he took a break for beer after he started baking for them, then it would still be a case of balavimo, because we say that if he's there b'shash she'ela, he doesn't have to be there b'shash shvura mesa. If he was working for you b'shash she'ela, he doesn't have to be working for you b'shash shvura mesa. This guy never started working for them. Therefore, it wasn't considered to be a case of balavimo, and they were chayiv midin shomer sachar. So ani chalaman diyamar pshia b'baylam pater. Hang on a second. Read the Bryce again. What did it say? He went on his way. They were poshea, and it was stolen. Well, the only time they'd be pater is where pshia b'baylam is pater. So mishamachi ichsef. That's why our papa was embarrassed. But according to the Manimur, it says that Pshia B'Bailam is Chayev, Amai Ichsef. Why was Rapapa embarrassed? Even though really the case would be that if the item was stolen without Pshia, they'd be Pater because it would be a case of Shmira B'Bailam. If it was Pshia B'Bailam, everybody would agree that you're Chayev, because Balavimo isn't a dispensation for Pshia. It's only a dispensation for Gneva V'Aveda. So says the Gemara, Elahu Yoma Lavdi Dei Have. That it was not that fellow's day to bake. Va'omru le'li day zil afilan, and they said to him, "You bake for us." Va'omru lehu bahu agra de'kafinu luchu nituru glimoi, and he said, "As my payment for baking for you, you should watch my cloak." Adiyasa ignov. On the way it got stolen. So also lekaime to Rapapa chayvinu. Rapapa, they came to Rapapa, and Rapapa was mechayev them. So amar le Rabbanu Rapapa hashmir b'baylam. It's a shmir b'baylam because this guy, in exchange for payment for baking, they were watching his cloak. So ichsef Rapapa got embarrassed. So figloy milsa the yishaita shichravi shasi. And then it turned out that at that time he was drinking beer, so it wasn't a case of balavimo because he hadn't yet started baking. Okay, so the Gemara tells now another story. Hanu Beitrei, there were two people, Davi Kamasku Burcha, they were going on the way. Chad Arich v'chad Gutza, one was a tall guy, one was a short guy. Aricha Rachav Chamra, the tall guy was riding a donkey, Vahavile Sadina, and he had a linen cloak. Gutza Michse Sarvala, the short guy was wearing a wool cloak. Bekamaski Bekari, and was walking on foot. So Kimasi Lenahara, when they came to a river, Shakle Lesarvale, the short guy took his woolen cloak, Vosvia Leve Chamra, and he put it on the donkey that the tall guy was riding on, Veshakle Lesadine Dahu Veichsibe, and he clothed himself in the linen cloak of the tall guy he was riding on the donkey. Why would he do this? Because linen, when it gets wet, dries quickly. Wool, when it gets wet, gets very heavy and smelly, and therefore the guy didn't want to walk in the river in his woolen cloak. Anyway, the guy was walking in the other fellow's linen cloak. Shatfu amayi listine. The water came and it swept away the linen cloak. So also lekame de Rava, he came before Rava. Chayve, so Rava said he's chayiv. Similarly, Rabbanan la Rava, says the Rabbanan to Rava, amayi she'ela b'baylami. Aye, it's a she'ela b'baylim. Why is it a she'ela b'baylim? Because the tall guy on the donkey was watching the short guy's cloak at the time that the short guy borrowed the tall guy's cloak. And so they were both, quote, working for each other. And if they were working for each other, it should be a case of Shela B'Bailim. So why is the short guy Chayev? So Ichsef, he got embarrassed, because you're right, it was the wrong psak. But Lesofik Loi Milsa de Below Daite Shakli of La Daite Osfe, that the tall guy had no idea that the short guy put his cloak on the donkey. And the tall guy also had no idea that the short guy took the linen cloak, which was on the back of the donkey, and put it on him when he walked into the water. Therefore, it wasn't a case of Shela B'Bailim. It's not like the tall guy was working for the short guy by watching his item at the time of the Shela, because the tall guy knew nothing about the Shela at all. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ha'u Gavra, there was a maisa with a guy, de Ogar Le Chamra Le Chavra. He rented a donkey to his friend. So Amar Le Chazi de Lo Tezel Ba'urcha de Narp Code. Make sure you don't go down in the down near the Narp Code, Ikamaya, because there's always a lot of water there. It's always flooded out. Zil Ba'urcha de Narash Lekamaya. Go in the direction of Narash where there is no water. Ozal Ba'urcha de Narp Code. So nevertheless, the guy took the donkey by the Naharp code, by the street, by Naharp code. Umeis, and sure enough, the donkey died. Kiyasa, when he came back, Amar in Ba'urcha the Naharp code, Azli Yamiyu Lakamaya. The guy said, listen, I'm going to be straight with you. I didn't listen to your instructions. I went by the street on Naharp code, even though you told me not to. However, there was no water there. You told me not to go because there's always water there. This day, it wasn't flooded out. Samarle Rava, Mali Lashakir. So Rabbi says, Mali Lashakir. We believe the guy. Why? Because the guy could have said, I never went to the Narp code at all. But rather, he didn't say that. He said, I went to Narp code, but there was no water, so let's believe him. So Amarle Abaya. So says Abaya, Mali Lashakir, B'mokam Edim, Lo Armina. No, we don't say Mali Lashakir, B'mokam Edim. And it's considered to be B'mokam Edim because there was such a chazaka that there was always water at this place. It was considered as if there was Edus, that there was water. And in the Mokam Edim, we don't say Mali Lashakar. Let's just go a little weiter. If a guy says, watch something for me, and the fellow says, fine, put it before me, he's a Shomer Chinam. What if the guy says, can you watch something for me? And I say, put it in front of yourself. Well, so that means I'm not going to watch it. Then he's not even accepting upon himself a Shomer Chinam. So now we ask Akasha, Hanach. Stum up my. What if I just say hanach? If I say hanach lefanai, then I am a shomer chinam. If I say hanach lefanecha, if I say you watch your own item, then I'm obviously not accepting upon myself any shmir. What if I just say hanach? Put it down. So tashma. So we want to bring a raya from a brisa. Shomer li v'amar lo hanach lefanai shomer chinam. If it says in the Mishnah, if a guy says. Can you watch this for me? And I say, put it before me, then I'm a Shomer Chinam. Hastama v'loklum. But if I only say Anach, then I'm not anything. But Adarabba, no, says the Gemara, I could learn the other Diyak. Mid Amar Rav Huna, Hanach lefanecha hu deino lo Shomer Chinam v'lo Shomer Sachar. From the fact that Rav Huna says, but if I say, you keep it in front of yourself, then I'm neither a Shomer Chinam nor a Shomer Sachar. Hastama, Shomer Chinam. Maybe if I only say Hanach, I'm a Shomer Chinam. Have elameo lekalamash mamina. So over here, we can't bring any raya. So we'll continue in this discussion of what the halacha is in various circumstances if I just make a vague instruction tomorrow. We'll pick up from Lema Katanoi tomorrow, God willing.